You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Me from Russia, you recently worked out with me at CrossFit Provision. Mm-hmm. With Mr. and Mrs. McBustles and Coach Shelby, because you want to meet boys.
Yeah, we went for a manhunt with Foch last weekend. That was, okay.
Okay, so, well, tell me what happened, because I haven't heard what happened.
Well, we did the workout. That was the first time you doing CrossFit, and if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Was it hard?
Actually, no. It wasn't overwhelming during the process, but I think that's because I work out in general every single day anyway, so I'm kind of sort of in shape.
Right.
However, the night after that, my stomach hurt really bad. So
now, let me tell you another reason why it wasn't difficult for Katie to do.
Why?
Because she was cheating on her sit-ups.
Okay, come on.
No, I'm not. I'm for real.
How was she cheating on her sit-ups?
She wasn't doing all of them.
What? Instead of 10, I did 5 or 6, Chelsea. That's called cheating.
Yeah.
That's for sure cheating. And I would also like to tell you, you got the lightest bar and didn't put any weight on it.
Okay.
So no wonder
it's her first time.
I know,
yes.
But I'm just saying, like, she's sitting here saying that it was easy. Well, of course it's easy.
I didn't say it was, like, easy. I said that it wasn't overwhelming. As overwhelming as I was thinking.
I gotcha.
It would be.
Well, we need to bring you to more classes, because just so you can peruse different guys. Because I figured you're very particular about who you want to date.
Yes, I have a specific type.
And that is?
Blonde, blue eyes, in shape, preferably.
Right, and that's why we went to the gym.
Yeah.
So did you find anyone?
There was a guy who gave me looks in a parking lot.
Was he going to CrossFit?
Or
was
he just a random guy? And then, he talked to me a little bit.
No, he's just smoking a cigarette. He's maintenance.
No, but then he saw that Foch is around me all the time, so he probably thought that me and Foch are married.
They actually probably did think you were a couple.
Yeah,
I think you're a competition to them. Well, I will say this. Two of the girls that were in our class at CrossFit Provision, I was telling everybody, I'm like, this is like my little sister.
Oh my
we were
God.
Clowning each other, and they're like, more like your daughter.
Well, however, they did fail.
Technically, she could be.
They did fail for the fact that me and you are related. They said that me and Foch have the same nose. Chelsea.
Oh, I have Foch's. Why did they say that?
I have Foch's Greek nose.
No, you do not have his nose.
That's an insult for me.
Foch's nose fits Foch's face.
Exactly. It doesn't fit my face. And when they said it, I was like, oh my God, I'm so self-conscious. I'm going to go get a nose job now.
No, don't
your
get a nose job.
Your noses are not the same.
Your nose is fine. Mine's giant.
It fits your giant head.
I have a fat face.
You have a beautiful face.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And your beautiful nose, but for your face.
Not for your face.
No, not for mine.
My nose on your face is out of place.
Yes.
Oh, it just rhymed. All right, so we'll take you to a different class and keep on perusing until you find a boy in the gym.
Perfect.
How about that?
Yeah.
You did great.
That was
and you
a lot
got a
of
nice
fun.
Outfit.
Yes.
And people were checking you out.
Yeah. Oh. Were we? Yeah.
And you were.
They were.
She was checking out Coach Shelby's butt.
Oh. Okay, I only looked at it once,
and I
said that she has very nice bottom.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.